Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. The Ottawa Police Service Board, or OPSB, issued a statement on Friday indicating they would be launching a nationwide search for an additional deputy police chief. The board did not indicate a specific time for the process to take place, but said they would begin the search in the coming weeks. Councillor Diane Deans, chair of the OPSB, says the third deputy police chief position will provide increased support and stability to the chief and the service through this recruitment. Deans says the position is warranted as a supportive measure because of the number of significant changes the Ottawa Police Service, or OPS, will undergo over the coming year. The OPSB says they have hired executive search firm Odgers Berntsen to help find an ideal candidate. The firm was previously hired by the OPSB in 2018 to find a candidate for the same position, resulting in the recruitment of Uday Jaswal. The OPS currently has two deputy chief positions, one of which is filled by Jaswal, who has been suspended with pay since March 2020. Jaswal was charged with three counts of misconduct and insubordination under the Police Services Act in March 2020, following allegations of sexual harassment from fellow service members. An additional two charges were laid against Jaswal in May 2021 for alleged misconduct during his time with the Durham Regional Police Service. Jaswal, who denies all allegations, remains on the payroll pending an investigation by the Ontario Civilian Police Commission. Executive Director for the OPSB, Krista Ferrero, told CHUO in a statement that the 2022 OPSB budget included allocations for one chief, two deputy chiefs, and one civilian chief administrative officer. Ferrero says the additional deputy chief position will be paid for using gap position funding from existing operating dollars that supports the current acting deputy position and will have no increased impact on the budget. The OPSB says they will release more information about the process once it has officially been launched. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.